You're listening to Newtnia. Scientists discover a natural Arctic cloud factory missing from climate models. A University of Birmingham-led team found the first field evidence that melting Arctic sea ice generates cloud-forming particles where it meets open ocean, through a sunlight-driven reaction involving iodine, sulfur, and organic compounds, observing a 50-fold particle increase in a single day. The process is entirely missing from current climate models, despite its potential influence on cloud cover above a region warming faster than anywhere else on Earth. Where melting Arctic sea ice meets the open ocean, something is happening that nobody knew existed. Natural chemicals react with sunlight to generate particles capable of boosting cloud seeding potential 50-fold in a single day. The 30-second summary. What happened? A University of Birmingham-led team found the first direct field evidence that melting Arctic sea ice generates cloud-forming particles where it meets open ocean, through a sunlight-driven reaction involving iodine, sulfur, and organic compounds. Why does it matter? This process is completely missing from current climate models and could influence cloud cover over the Arctic, a region warming faster than anywhere else on Earth. What is the catch? Researchers do not yet know how widespread this process is beyond the expedition area, or how much it actually shapes clouds compared with other factors. The key fact. Key fact. During one event at the ice edge, the number of cloud-forming particles jumped from roughly 50 to about 1,500 per cubic centimeter in a single sunny day. Why this matters? Clouds play a decisive role in how much solar energy reaches the ocean and ice beneath them, and how much heat escapes back towards space, an effect that varies by season, location, and the properties of both the cloud and the surface underneath it. Researchers need to understand these interactions well to predict how the Arctic climate will change, a region that has warmed more than 3 times faster than the global average over the past 4 decades, making it one of the most climate-sensitive places on Earth. Until now, this specific process was absent from climate model calculations entirely, meaning its real influence on the region isn't yet built into future projections. It's part of a broader push to close gaps in how models handle clouds generally, alongside efforts like NASA's INSPIRE campaign flying aircraft into wildfire-driven storm clouds to understand a different poorly modeled cloud process. What happened? A team led by Professor Zhongbo Shi of the University of Birmingham sailed aboard the RRS Discovery around Greenland and the Davis Strait during spring and summer 2022. Searching for field evidence of an atmospheric chemistry mechanism previously demonstrated only in laboratory experiments. The team observed new atmospheric particle formation on more than 80% of sunny days, indicating the phenomenon is common in this part of the Arctic. Co-author James Breen said the findings provide the first real-world validation of a mechanism involving iodine oxoacids and sulfuric acid, one that had only been demonstrated before inside CERN's cloud chamber, a laboratory facility built specifically to simulate atmospheric particle formation. How it works. At the narrow boundary where melting sea ice meets open ocean, iodine compounds are released from the ocean, sea ice, and coastal areas, alongside dimethyl sulfide emitted by marine algae and other naturally occurring organic compounds. Under sunlight, these ingredients react to generate brand new, extremely fine atmospheric particles. The team also identified a new class of atmospheric compounds called iodine-containing oxygenated organic molecules, which help these tiny particles grow large enough to actually seed cloud droplets. The process is strongest right at the ice edge, where marine algae are at their most productive. Before we overstate the result, this is genuine field observation, but it covers one expedition in one specific region around Greenland and the Davis Strait, not the entire Arctic. Researchers do not yet know how much these particles actually affect cloud formation, thickness, and persistence compared with other sources of cloud seeding particles. This process has not yet been incorporated into any operational climate model. The team itself describes that as the next step, not an achieved result. What happens next? Researchers say the next priority is establishing how widespread this phenomenon is across the Arctic in space and time, then translating it into equations that can be built into climate models. The lead researcher noted this depends partly on funding and resource availability, and said he hopes to see the process tested inside a working climate model within about a year. Takeaway: the discovery here isn't just a one-off chemical event at the ice edge. It's a missing piece in how scientists understand the polar atmosphere interacting with a rapidly changing ocean, a piece that has been there in nature all along, waiting for someone to document it in the field rather than just the lab. Read the full article at newtnia.com.